look at how to give your kids some alternative things out there, getting them to play. The other day, you would have heard on the show that there was a discussion around kids and a lot of them getting more depressed these days. And one of the things doctors prescribe is more play. So one of the things we thought that we'd put on the table for you is that of karting. Hand-eye coordination, safety awareness, respect for the rules of the road. Those are some of the benefits that your kids could get from learning karting. And if you're still not convinced, Rob Pache, owner of Cobbs and Coffee, he himself as an adult still does a lot of karting, and we'll tell you more about this, what could be a game changer for your child. So Rob, great having you on the show. Good morning.
Morning, Kino. Great to be here. Thanks.
Great, man. So when we talk karting, Rob, one thinks about indoor karting, you know, at Kenilworth or yeah, at the waterfront. Is that the sort of karting you're talking about?
So indoor karting is great, and it's a huge amount of fun, but you can effectively take that right out of your mind when you think about outdoor two-stroke karting like we do at Killarney or like you would do at one of the main racetracks anywhere in the country. What we do is more smaller scale Formula One. Ultimately, it's where almost every pro racing driver has started his or her career across Formula One, sports cars, even some of the rally drivers. They all started in karting, usually as a kid, but not always. So your indoor karts, you're normally getting up to about 70 kilometers an hour. On the outdoor karts, the kids, so these are primary school kids, they're doing about 90 k's an hour. The adults are doing as much as 125 kilometers an hour. Wow. So you're really shifting in these things.
Okay, so how does one get involved in this, though? Because I'm going to ask people to follow you. Obviously, Cobbs and Coffee is a good space that people can follow. But how does one get involved in this?
Yeah, so the best way to do it is what it's always been with racing, which is to actually come down to the track, check it out yourself, see the excitement, and meet the people. It's generally a really friendly bunch. We're all very passionate about the sport, and you can start at any age. I actually didn't start as a kid. I started only a year and a half ago, so that would have made me, what, 29? So you're never too old. You can start from the age of 5, so you've got to come and check out the little bambinos in the early class. They are probably the cutest thing you'll see. And come and chat to the people. Visit kart.co.za. That's with a K. That's got a ton of information around which classes you can do and how to actually get into the sport.
How do we follow you?
So you can check out Cobbs and Coffee on Facebook, at Cobbs and Coffee HQ on Instagram. We do a lot of racing content, not just karting. So if you've got a general interest in sort of classic cars or racing, then you should come and check us out.
I would imagine you see a marked difference in kids who get there. They're a little apprehensive, but once they get going, the confidence must build, hey? I can just
Absolutely.
Imagine.
Brilliant. Absolutely. The focus is immense. You can imagine at the age of 10 what it's like to be going around the track lap after lap, racing against your mates, doing those sort of speeds. So, you know, you chat to the parents and they all talk about benefits at school, you know, how it's a sport for life, how they bond with their kids through this process. And also as they go into the teenage years, which is, of course, a difficult time, how, you know, once racing is in your blood, it keeps you away from a lot of other negative influences.
Indeed. Rob Pache, thank you very much. And of Cobbs and Cobbs.